2057. Earth's resources are completely depleted. A race to claim every ore-bearing rock in the solar system begins. Tension grows as opposing nations compete for ever-declining resources and expand their military capabilities in space. 2085. Eurofed deep space survey ship Argo is impounded by SDRAF coalition forces. Three ships are destroyed in the ensuing police action. Negotiations fail, and war breaks out. 2086. The war escalates, and military resources on all sides are rapidly depleted. 2087. The final fleet action takes place at Nereus Harbor, orbiting Neptune. Within days, the battle is finished. Damaged and badly irradiated, the flagship Damocles is the only cruiser to survive the conflict. The war is over. Powerful multinational corporations unite to take control and restore order to the tatters of society. With little remaining military or financial resources, Earth's governments are stripped of their powers and are forced to demilitarize. The construction of capital-class armed spacecraft is outlawed. 2089. The corporations continue the exploitation of space, making vast profits to further strengthen their position. 2090. Earth's coalition government is allowed to create a multinational force to keep order in the colonies. The government police are born. 2091.